speaking of that, we have a queen in that area. Her name is Zena with a piece giving us insight into a lady's world. Stay tuned for our number one jam.
If you have ever watched me sleep, you notice that I always, despite the size of the bed, sleep right by the edge. This was because when I was young, I would leave enough room for my dolls. The sight of them packed away by my mother felt like cruelty, and honestly, I just wanted to keep them warm. Now I hang my teddy bear with my black lace underwear, a sign to show the girl in me has been murdered by what apparently matters more, like the cream of my hips and the innocence of my high waist depth from a girl who just dreamt of being a pop star or a spy to a woman dumped in a body bag of girlfriends I could have been or expectations I could have met, a body stained with handprints from fingers that play ding dong ditch with my emotions, cause no one hands out bulletproof vests at clinics, there are no leaflets teaching me how to wrap a condom over my heart, so with my own fingers they molested me. But don't feel sorry for me. I'm some sort of Powerpuff Girl. Searching for the chemical X that made me different, I decided to wrap my sugar and spice into a bong and get high off reality. Girls in pigtails don't save the world. Girls in pigtails wear crop tops and high-waisted jeans. Girls are slaves whose bodies are public property. I have gracefully moved from erecting the corners of lips to form a smile to raising penises. My virginity turned disability. Tubes itching to carry your sympathy. Lips turned good for nothing but nursing. Seeing the ego in between your legs, cleavage turned CVs, makeup turned occupation, work so I could earn a place on your tongue, cause your praise seems strong enough to hold my collapsing worth. I still sleep by the edge of any bed, but there's no room for my dolls. There is someone warming that side of the bed. I mean, I'm keeping them warm. I mean, I've dropped selfless. I mean, from rescuing my shivering dolls to hugging inanimate objects deceived by a pulse so they could keep me warm. Honestly, if the younger version of me could see me now, she would hide away in the closet and play hide and seek with puberty. Because growing up female means giving up my diary but falling in love with the lock it carried. It meant trading bath time with a little boy from the neighbors for tampons and period pains. Swapping white skirt confidence for period stains and the mockery of our machinery, seen as filth by the idiots who forgot they were once wrapped in a platelet blanket, rocking to the voice of their mothers. It meant longer skirts and wider hips. It meant humility when you speak and a lifetime preparing to take care of a man or man-child if you're unlucky. It meant swapping afros for foreign minds, being rooted in tradition but having the slick tongue of a slave master. Growing up female meant losing our value and searching for it in identity, pun intended. It meant working harder to maintain the speck of a position society has given to us, fighting to show that we are more than a canal, channeling nations buried in our cervix. Our blood can do more than boil, it can bleed. It can flow, it can carry, it can heal. We are beings and not creatures. We are not barcodes or digits, so stop seeing nothing but a figure. When you look at us, we have names, and baby isn't one of them. Errol isn't one of them. Slut isn't either. If you disagree with the actions of an individual, do not label a nation. We are a plague. If we are kept within the barriers that aren't our land of milk and honey, we will take our freedom from your hands, grab our bodies, and run to our king with hands held high. We are a voice fluent in sign language. Growing up female isn't special treatment. It isn't love to stay on the sidelines because of fear that you will break a nail and never conceive. It is not yearning to hear stupid women belong in the kitchen jokes. It's not period memes. It's not debates about who's strong and who's weak. It is a battle. It's putting everything on hold to raise a child while you can continue without a sticker on your belly saying I knocked her up. It is expectations. It's a war wedged on your insecurities every morning to remind yourself that you are beautiful. It's carrying a nation on your back and looking good while doing it. Being female means growing up.
Ish, fam, some pieces have the ability to give you a different perspective on life. Thank you, Zena. This is Growing Up Female. You're free to come back here anytime.